Welcome to the Village Celebration. I'm Vicki Newton. This segment is for parents who are looking for good books for their children, who, of course, are out for the summer and in some cases just might be saying, Mom, Dad, I'm bored. Well, how about reading? Joining me now is LaTanya Richardson, who is an author and an instructor at the University of Arkansas at Pine Bluff. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Okay. I love the pictures in your book and the story, and so everyone knows the title and just how wonderful it is. Let's start at the beginning. The title is Going on a Bear Hunt.
Yes.
And where did you get that idea? Because this ties in a number of good elements. So,
My cousin's little boys, we were down home for family reunion, and they come out of the house with their uncle. Mom, we're going on a bear hunt. And, you know, it wasn't that they said they were going on a bear hunt, but what they said after that, and I told one of them I would love to hear about their bear hunt on tomorrow, the next day. Uh-huh. And he said, we're going on a bear hunt. We may or may not come back.
Oh, my.
I was like, okay. And I thought that was so funny. Then she says, well, Aiden, what about your shoes? And he stopped and he looked at her all perplexed. Boys who wear shoes or boys who hunt bear don't need shoes.
Are you serious? And I thought
that was the cutest thing. And that stuck with me. I had to write it down. I wrote it down right then. So it just ate at me and ate at me for weeks until I, you know, one night couldn't sleep, got up, and I wrote the first draft of Going on a Bear Hunt.
Oh, my gosh. I just love that boys who go on bear hunts don't wear shoes.
No. So in the pictures in the book, the little boys, they don't have shoes.
The illustrations are so vivid. I absolutely love it. You must see this book. So we don't want to do a spoiler alert because, you know, like Aiden said, they may not come back. And so you need to read the book so you know whether or not they do. So where can we get a copy of the book?
Wherever books are sold, online locations, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Create Space. You can go to your local bookstore and they can order it for you. So just anywhere books are sold.
Now, you have children and grandchildren, so you know summers can stretch on for what seems like an entire year.
Forever.
So parents are looking for ways to entertain their children. Let's talk about the significance of books, not just during the summer, but of course throughout the school year, and why, as an author, you chose this way to educate children.
Well, I often tell children, as well as my own when they were coming up, open a book and you can go to anywhere, you know, without leaving the comforts of your own home, favorite chair, your bed, and you can travel to places you've only thought about or dreamed about just by taking adventure and opening up a book. And it is more than just the adventure. By reading, you learn new words. Your vocabulary just flourishes. And readers are leaders. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's what I tell kids all the time. Readers are leaders. Your dentist. Do you want to be a dentist that hasn't read what to do and how to do and didn't, you know, just kind of skip through dental school? No, you don't. And so reading is fundamental, and it's more than just a saying. It's necessary.
It sure is, and I love the readers are leaders. And it seems that this message is not lost on children, some children. Recently in the news, we've heard about a little boy and a little girl, just separate cities, starting book clubs. What do you think of that type of leadership from peers?
I think it's amazing because sometimes, you know, our kids or kids we're around, they don't want to hear from an adult that you should read this book. But if their friend says, hey, this book is cool and you should read it, it's something about those kids that are leaders in their or influencers in their area with their friends. It makes a difference, you know. What parents don't know anything, of course.
Of course.
You know, old folky ideas. But their peers who they think have it going on, they know everything, right?
Yes, of course.
So if they suggest, you know, this is a good book, and let's have a book club, or help me raise 1,000 books, you know, then everybody's in.
Yeah, I love that idea. Help me raise 1,000 books. And all of a sudden, as you say, it's cool to read and to raise books. More important for African-American children to read or not, do you think?
I think so. Not just any kid, but I've not been any kid. I've been an African-American kid, and I've raised mm-hmm. African-American children, and I have African-American grandchildren coming along. So it is important for me, for these little brown kids, mm-hmm. to be able to read in a society where they're deemed already behind. Mm-hmm. So if they're reading and being able to keep up, then they can flourish and compete later. And it's not just about reading a book and doing a book report or something right now, but it's looking ahead to what you're able to do. My pastor says all the time, your learning mm-hmm. is a direct reflection of your earning later. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to always be, you know, in class or in school, but you're learning when you're reading. You're learning new words. You're learning about new places, new concepts, new ideas, just by opening a book. And it doesn't have to be the biggest book. Mm-hmm. It can be just a simple book.
Mm-hmm. And it activates the imagination, like going on a bear hunt. This is not your first bear hunt, so to speak. You've written
I like that.
You have written another book, and you have other books in you. Let's talk about your career as an author.
Okay.
Where do you see it going, and can you give us a preview of books to look forward to in the next several years?
Where I see it going, as you said, years ago, I did Mama's Got Eyes in the Back of Her Head was my first book.
Which scares every kid.
I didn't know what in the world I was doing. But I wrote a book, and right now I'm working on revamping that book and making it industry standard. And with beautiful pictures, like going on a bear hunt, I want beautiful pictures. And we mm-hmm. know a lot of children want to see color and things, you know, catch their attention and help them bring them into the book. So I want to revamp that book, and I have other ideas, and I don't want to stop. Mm-hmm. I want, you know, at first I said I wanted to be like Barbara Park, but there's been only one Barbara Park, and all I could do is be second best to, you know, being Barbara Park. I just want to be me and tell my stories. I have a lot of stories. There are kids out there who don't see themselves in books, mm-hmm. and I want kids to see themselves in my book.
Mm-hmm. What do they call it? Text to self. And
yes.
Like you said, our children in particular. So retirement, you see, followed by more books. I know a lot of college
yes.
students will be disappointed, but when you move on to that next phase of writing books for
yes.
young children.
Because I want to have Mama's Got Eyes in the Back of Her Head out by this year, and I see myself doing at least two more books next year, maybe at the beginning of the year, and the end of the year, or somewhere in the middle. But my goal right now, and I haven't written the goal down, so after I say this, I'm going to write it down, but I would like to do two books a year.
Well, now that you have announced it, you do
yes.
have to do it.
I
you
have
know,
to
and sometimes
some,
they
make
say
some
that's
moves.
A good way to do things. Announce it and then make your actions coincide with your words. LaTonya Richardson, author, college professor, mother, wife, grandmother, and friend.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
We enjoyed it. We look forward to the next books. You're listening to The Village Celebration.